He put his hands on his waist and nodded at the youth, still kneeling on the deck.
You can fight Zalin here. You feel it's a rumble, Zalin?
I'll kill him,
Zalin said, looking straight at Horsa's throat. The man laughed. Some of his black hair spilled out of the back lip of his suit.
That's the idea.
He looked at Horsa.
I told you we're already overcrowded. You'll have to produce a vacancy.
He turned round to the others.
Clear a space. And somebody get this old guy some shorts. He's put me off my food.
One of the women threw Horsa a pair of shorts. He put them on. The suit had been lifted from the deck, and the shuttle rolled a couple of metres sideways until it clanged against the hull on the far side of the hangar. Zalin had finally risen from the deck and gone back to the others. Somebody sprayed anaesthetic on his genitals.
Thank goodness for non-retractables, Horsa thought.
He was resting against the bulkhead.